Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The
It's time for game 4 of this best of 5 National League Division Series between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers.
Great moments are born from great opportunity, and that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight.
Chicago! Let's go!
The stretch by the right-hander Peralta. The pitch. A swing and a drive. Deep right field.
Half of the drive. Right field. Way back there.
It's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer. Ian Happ.
Gone! Once again, the first inning for the Cubs strikes. Ian gets a pitch up and in his wheelhouse, and he hammers his ball. More first inning fireworks.
Finish him.
Line drive into shallow center, a base hit. Cubs lead 4-0. Matt Shaw with a base hit into center.
Tucker with a drive to center. Perkins going back. He looks up. It's gone. Is that the knockout blow that sends this series to a fifth game?
Here's a high fly ball, deep right center. Back toward the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Michael Busch has done it again. Bush with a home run, and the Cubs now lead 6-0.
K.O.
Rounder to short. This could do it. The throw to first, and the Cubs win the ball game. And there will be a game 5 Saturday night, and it comes down to one more game.
What was the message to the team after tonight's win?
Pack your bags. We get to pack our bags, man. That's all we wanted to do today is pack our bags.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Big bank take, little bank. Cubs win. What's happening, everybody? Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We got so much going on today. We ask you to. What's up to the Twitch mob? I see you. What's going on, everybody? Log on to twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Great to have you with us. We have helping us out on the show, doing great work as always. Ray Diaz, our executive producer, Robbie the Tree, Triano, he's over there bringing the noise like he does. Score video producers, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis. I am Mark Grody. In today, for Marshall and Layla, is one Gabe Ramirez. Gabe, it's so good to see you. How are you?
Good. I have a lot of different jobs. I didn't know I was going to have to do two people's jobs today, though. Okay? So somebody better step it up.
I got to tell you, man, for years, and maybe I still am the Ben Zobrist of The Score, where I was just utility, slotted in anywhere, and I'd like to think producing.
Now you're the Ian Happ. Locked in the left field, big hitter. You're big time now, Groats.
Just like we thought. We all predicted that Ian Happ would be getting the big slug off of Freddie Peralta. Peralta because he did hit that late home run off of Freddie Peralta. By the way, get in here. Get in here. Come join us at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. We love your interaction. I told you about the Twitch line, but you should also call us and text us at 312-644-6767. We'll do an official caller segment at 10:45, but I am not averse to just randomly grabbing a call when I see one, if it grabs my attention.
If it's good, it's good.
If it's good, it's good. And I will be happy to do that. And the question that we're asking, and you can lead the conversation as well, because it's an all play here. We're talking about an elimination game for two teams, Game 5 on Monday in Milwaukee in the evening. So, like, jump in here. The question is, just be thinking about it. Are the Cubs going to the damn National League Championship Series? Is that what's about to happen for the Chicago Cubs? It's obviously plausible. It might even be probable the way you think about it. But be thinking about it. 312-644-6767. I got to set this up a little bit because Gabe Ramirez, G&G, of course.
G&G.
You may remember us.
We're already getting text messages saying Oak Park Boys back in the building.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we are the Oak Park Boys. We both prefer, just for the record, we both prefer OPP, but yes, we are the Oak Park Boys. We've made that very clear. However,
tell me about this question and what how are you lining people up, Groats?
I'm gonna line people up, but here it is. Oh. Here it is. For the OPB no longer exists, yeah, because I sold out and moved back to the city. Here's what it is. The other night I saw Gabe Ramirez. We were both dueling. In succession appearances where Gabe and I got to be in Wrigleyville last week. Or was it earlier this week?
Earlier this week, where we were able to give away tickets to Game 3.
That's right.
Of the NLDS.
So I did the early show at Dad's Place on Clark in Wrigleyville.
Not your dad's place, but bar called Dad's Place.
Right, right. It is the answer to Mom's Place. It is Dad's Place. It really is. Like, it's got a whole
lot more fun. There's no rules.
Oh, yeah. And I had a blast. I mean, people are always very happy when you are the one giving them tickets. So I did that. And then Gabe's doing an appearance after that. I was from 5 to 6:30, and then you were at Slugger starting
7 to 8.
7 to 8 o'clock. So I was like, you know what? I got to go walk down the block,
which I appreciate.
I got to go talk to Gabe. I got to give him a hug. I got to see what's going on.
It was a long hug too.
It was. It felt good. It felt right. It had been a while. I mean, you've had a kid since we've talked. Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. But you did say something to me that came to pass in last night's game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Cubs. You know, Game 2 was tough, and I said, you know, this Cubs team, their offense is really up there with anyone in Major League Baseball. But what they were lacking in the playoffs was that 3-run shot. And so Grody and I, because I know he's a Cubs fan, diehard, I'm a Sox fan, but I said, you know what you need? You need a 3-run shot by somebody like, I don't know, Happer. And Grody said, you know, I'll take a 3-run shot by anyone.
Yeah.
And then you got one that day, first inning, when the Cubs went up 3-0, and then Andrew Vaughn ended up tying it up 3-3. So you got one that day. I know you wanted to forget about that.
Yeah.
But Happer last night. So I felt like, you know, we sent out the good jujus from Wrigleyville, left them there, and then Hap picked it up.
Unbelievable. I mean, it just...
Tell me what you're like, you are the Cubs meatball here. So when you... Home run happens. Happer gets the fastball, doesn't get high enough. Peralta doesn't get it up enough. Obviously, Happer struggling with the high fastball. Doesn't get up enough. Touches too much of the plate. Beautiful contact, a rocket out to right field. What are you thinking?
I mean, like, what I was thinking was, wow, because just with the way Hap anticipated it, the swing he took, it was a ferocious swing, and he got all of it. And just a little bit, you saw Ian Hap pimping it, just enjoying it. For, like, as much as Ian Hap can enjoy or pimp a home run, he did. And of course, he had the serious look on the face coming around the bases. I also thought it was interesting that the Ian Happ 3-run blast is right after a bad ball call, or a bad strike call, I should say, by the home plate umpire that he was pissed about. So I feel like he already had like a good, like, that was an anger home run.
Yeah.
It really was. Like, he got all of it. Because look at this, Gabe. In this series, Ian Happ was 2-for-21 with 11 strikeouts.
Very happy.
He has been not happy. He has been overmatched badly. I know he hit the home run earlier in the series against Peralta, but guess what? Against Peralta, 2-for-32 with 14 strikeouts in his career. Like nothing added up when it came to Ian Happ hitting a three-run homer.
Yeah, and then, I mean, in the at-bat in itself, right, you have two outs. You're thinking Freddie Peralta, all right, I got Ian Happ's number. Throw him two changeups low. I'm going to change his eye level. I'm going to get out this inning. And quite the opposite happened in that moment. But, you know, this is a Cubs team that is resilient. And one, I talked about this a lot on CHSN's Chicago Lead, that, you know, this is a win-by-committee type team. You know, where they're at right now on any given day, and you've seen it throughout the season, where they've had to lean on different assets of their game, whether it is the bullpen, starting pitching, offensive run production. They've had to do that throughout the year, so it's no different where they're taking the best parts of their seasons and put it together in this series against the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I will say this, though, Gabe. I was not expecting, honestly, damage done from in this postseason. I was sort of resigned that we weren't going to see it from Ian Happ. We weren't going to see it from Matt Shaw. Like, I heard Spiegel yesterday saying they ought to bench him. And I was like, yeah, you're making a pretty strong case to bench Matt Shaw, who obviously came up with just a huge RBI single in this game. Kyle Tucker, like, hitting the home run that he hit. Like, the ramp-up has been really interesting to watch with Kyle Tucker. You just see it little by little. You start to see the singles coming and maybe some harder flyouts, and then there it was, the home run off Bob Gasser in the seventh inning to make it 5-0, and then Bush, who I'm not surprised about to see it. So you did get, honestly, every one of, and even Matthew Boyd. We'll talk about Boyd in a second, but I did not expect Boyd to be as good as he was in that game yesterday.
Well, I mean, he obviously has a lot of success at Wrigley Field, you know, throughout the season. Majority of his victories are there. I think people obviously had a bad taste in their mouth from his start in Milwaukee, but he's your best pitcher right now that's healthy, right? So, I mean, you got to lean on him and you got to hope for the best. And he did, you know, perform at a high level. I'm curious what your thoughts are when it comes to Kyle Tucker. Obviously, he's been able to experience postseason play at Wrigley Field. Everyone, including Murphy, has been talking about, you know, the effect that the Cubs fans have on a game. Are you happy, or do you think it's affecting Kyle Tucker's decision in any way, shape, or form, him being able to experience Wrigley Field in a playoff environment?
I don't think. I think
you think his decision's already made.
I think the decision, and maybe even it may even be mutual. I resign myself to believing that Kyle Tucker, maybe since about August, is not coming back.
He gone?
I think that, yeah, he gone. Let me tell you about Kyle Tucker. That's a great player. I love watching lefty players. He is probably not coming back. So whatever you get out of him now is terrific. I still like him being in the lineup because of what we saw last night.
Sure.
He is a highly skilled hitter, and he did what he did.
Well, Gertie, I'll say this, you know, as a dating expert, sometimes, you know, you might think you're out on a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, you go on a couple more dates because uh-huh. you're alone and you need somebody to hang out with, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, I actually like this person. I feel like we're getting along just fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the grass isn't greener on the other side. That could be where Kyle Tucker's at right now.
Gabe, I think
trying to win you over, just think, you know, trying to be more optimistic with the situation.
In this day and age of short attention span and us just evaluating things by looking at a photo
sure.
on a cell phone, I don't think there's patience for, well, you know what? Let's give it a sixth date. Okay. No.
So
no.
Kyle Tucker's on Tinder while dating the Chicago Cubs.
Completely.
And he's swiping right.
He is swiping right.
Fair enough. I was hopeful that something like that, you know, where he sees success at Wrigley can kind of push him there.
Here so. It is. Just to build on the dating analogy, it's been a summer of love for
fair enough.
Kyle Tucker. He wanted to have a quick relationship, a little bit of the old in and out, and now he is moving on. That is what I believe will happen. But maybe not before he does more damage in the postseason, because all bets are off if the Cubs make it to the National League Championship Series. This is Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. As you could hear, Gabe Ramirez is in today for Marshall, for Layla. Layla will be in the studio actually a little bit later on with Kerry Pinkowski talking about the Chicago Marathon, which Gabe will be working. Layla will be working it as well. Let's listen to Craig Counsell right now, specifically on Ian Happ and what he did, the three-run homer, of course, in the first inning, and sort of the crowd as well. Here's Craigers.
Before the game, you were asked about Ian, just how would you describe that at bat against a pitcher that in the regular season he's typically struggled against?
I'm just so happy for Ian. I think it was a great for Ian to have the playoff moment that he deserved, and it was a huge swing, and the first thing I would say is the crowd was incredible tonight. I mean, I've never seen a baseball game like that. That was just amazing what they did tonight. We offensively did a nice, really nice job of putting pressure on them often, and the crowd picked up on that, I thought, consistently, and they were awesome with it, and we just made them uncomfortable. We just made every pitch uncomfortable, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell right there. This segment being brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Yeah, man. I mean, the crowd was ready. It was anxious. It was nervous. It might have been a little bit angry. It was all of the things. So when Freddie Peralta is in there, you get the mocking chant of Freddie, Freddie. It was pretty imposing. I felt all of that.
Yeah, I think when you're in that situation and you're Freddie Peralta, you're saying, I mean, listen, regardless of how good your team is, best record in baseball, you have to go out, and when you're closing the door on an opposing team, someone that's in your division, it's difficult. Wrigley Field is not easy. So, listen, Freddie felt it. The Cubs fans did a great job. I said it all playoff long. If the Cubs get on the board early, it is difficult for opposing teams to bounce back because of the fervor and excitement that exists inside of Wrigley Field.
I love when you talk about fervor. I love fervor. Is my favorite. There was a good text here, 708, building on Gabe's dating analogy. Tucker to the Cubs, it's not you, it's me.
It's so true. He's like, it's not you, it's the $200 million extra that somebody else is paying.
Yeah, exactly. Game 5 between the Cubs and Brewers is tomorrow from Milwaukee. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 with the first pitch at 7:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. When we return on Raheemy Harrison Grody with Gabe Ramirez sitting in today, I am going to take a call. I'm going to take at least one call when we return because the people are anxious and this feels like a very special Friday. It's the most important edition ever of Raheemy Harrison Grody. We are also going to talk about the momentum and where the series is. We'll talk about the bullpen as well, and we will hear from the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. All coming up, Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bush struck out, but Horner has singled, Tucker has walked, and the crowd is roaring.
Wrigley crowd serenading in between pitches, Freddie, and he's behind 3-0. It's ball 4.
So good. Nice job out there at Wrigley Field last night if you were there, and we'd love to hear from you if you were there. 312-644-6767. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody. Gabe Ramirez is in today. Layla will be in studio a little bit later on. And we'll get Marshall back on Monday here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's really interesting listening to Ron Darling, who is doing the color commentating for this series, and I'm really impressed with his knowledge of the rules at Wrigley Field, that Carson Kelly home run, talking about it going over the foul pole, and eventually it was reversed. But what he was saying, Gabe, was that it's very, like, he was going through specific times in his career as an announcer and as a player where a fan base would chant a player's name in a mocking way, and there weren't many circumstances of it, but there was one that I remembered. Little Mark Grody remembers, you remember Daryl Strawberry, right? The great Mets slugger. They, like, and I remember this happening.
I thought you were going to say the great meth slugger. I was like, dude, Grody, what are you doing?
He did have some problems. Just like, him and Dwight Gooden, they got, did have issues.
You, but then I heard you. And then he, okay.
Heard.
But Daryl Strawberry, yes.
Yes, Daryl Strawberry. Oh, yeah, he got into some stuff, man. Oh, there's no doubt about it. Actually, that whole Mets, wasn't there a book written about that Mets team in the early 80s with Keith Hernandez?
Shout out to Doc Gooden.
Yeah, man, Doc Gooden had it going on. Man,
he can get to that was a clubhouse.
He could get to the good stuff.
But
he was making money. Yes, Daryl. They would chant Daryl Strawberry's name, and I remember it as a kid because we did it at Wrigley Field. Daryl. So again, shout out to the Cubs fans that were out there last night doing something that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of stuff is synonymous with baseball, right? Whatever level you're playing at, could be women's softball, men's baseball. There is, chants are a part of it. And so when you get there, you know what's interesting to me, Grody, is, you know, when you get to, and this always strikes me as odd. So if it's bottom of the ninth, 3-2 count, right? And you're at Wrigley Field, let's just say Theo Bar's on the mound. Let's just say it, like, yeah, the hypothetical situation.
You love Theo Bar.
He's pretty hot. Yeah. Let's say, and then the crowd is going crazy, right? But it would be the same if you were in Milwaukee. They'd be going crazy with anticipation for the player at the plate.
Yeah.
And so it's always, because I just think to myself, why don't they just channel that energy and assume they're cheering for them? Because it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Nothing
that's
changes.
A great point.
3-2, bottom of the ninth. if they're at Wrigley and the Cubs are up, the Cubs are going crazy trying to get a hit in that moment. But the same thing holds true top of the ninth. It's interesting.
You're right. I know exactly what you're getting. It is. It's channeling because everybody's feeling that noise. You could look at the noise as pressure. And honestly, there's got to be players, even home players, when they hear that crowd, it might scare the crap out of them. It may not do, like, nobody's ever going to admit it, even when they retire. But there's got to be players that don't like it.
It's an immense amount of pressure to have to deal with in that moment. Fortunately, the Cubs didn't have to deal with it, you know, because they were obviously in the lead the entire game. But again, if you're the opposing player, and if you have Craig Counsell, you have Murphy talking about the impact of Wrigley Field fanatics. And to be chanting your name, as Freddie Peralta, as dominant as he's been against some of these Cubs hitters, obviously you falter in a moment like that when you're feeling the pressure.
No doubt about it. So, yeah, I feel where you're coming from. I love when you bring the psychologist point of view like you do. Matthew Boyd, let's get back to him just a little bit. So last night he goes 4 2/3 and not allow a run, 2 hits, 6 strikeouts, 3 walks. But let's get into the Cubs bullpen a little bit, because there was a sitch in the 5th inning. Cubs are leading 3-0, but, you know, 3-run leads, I don't know about you guys, they don't feel particularly good to me with the chipping away at it Brewers, like in the game the other 4-3 win on Wednesday. Milwaukee has 2nd and 3rd with 1 out. Matthew Boyd gave everything he had left in the tank to get Christian Yelich to strike out swinging. And then, Gabe, there he comes again. Daniel Palencia has had 1 bad outing so far in the postseason, but he comes in and he faces Jackson Chirio, who had hit a 3-run homer off him promptly when last he faced him. In this case, Chirio comes out. He's all itchy and he swings at the first pitch. The relief I felt.
100 mile per hour first pitch.
The relief I felt for the Cubs at that moment when Chirio pops it out in the infield. My God. And he got it over with quickly. No funny stuff whatsoever. The bullpen was on point last night. Yes, they were. Some of the other guys that were on point in the bullpen. Brad Keller with a sick, scoreless 8th inning. Caleb Thielbar, No funny. That's your guy, right? Caleb Thielbar?
That's my guy.
That's your guy. No funny stuff in the ninth inning. So bullpen came to play once again, which was nice. Yeah, you.
Yeah, I thought you were playing, some audio right there.
No, no.
Listen, this is this again, we talk about this Cubs bullpen, right? Throughout the season, any part of this team, whether it is the offense, the starting pitching, or the bullpen, there have been moments throughout the season where you've been down on them. What are the Cubs going to do in the back end of that bullpen? Is Daniel Palencia going to be the closer? Oh, no, Daniel Palencia's not pitching well. Oh, no, who's going to be our closer? Like, this has been the case for the Chicago Cubs, but again, it goes back to my point that I've been really trying to hammer home, is that next man up has really been the case for this team. I mean, whether it's Kittredge being the opener, they coming back the next day, or excuse me, the closer, and one day coming back the next day to be the opener. I mean, everyone understands the importance of every inning. And again, to shut down one of the better teams in baseball and do it consistently how they've done throughout this series says a lot about this team. And Craig Counsell, right, pulling the right maneuvers at the right time. People obviously down on him for starting Shota Imanaga, starting Matthew Boyd on shorter rest. But the fact of the matter is, you're not going to bat 1,000 as a manager. You just have to be better than the opposing one, and he's done that in the last couple of games.
You got it right last night. Let's hear from Pat Murphy, the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. And we talked about the atmosphere at Wrigley Field and where the momentum lies. Pat Murphy was pretty honest about everything.
Do you think, I mean, you kind of just touched it on a little bit, being back in front of the home crowd, what you guys did in those first two games gives you a bit of an advantage going into a game five like that? Or,
well, it definitely is preferred. If you're asking me where I prefer to play, I'd rather say at home, especially how good this environment was the last 2 days. I mean, it affected the game. You know, this crowd affected the game the last two games. It affected the way we played for sure. We got a really young team. I think everybody knows that. Maybe by far the youngest team in the postseason. And, you know, it's like that kind of stuff emotionally can affect guys. They can start to play a little too hard. And this game's a game of precision. And, you know, the Cubs' experience and what they've been through, you know, they were better in this environment for sure.
Pat Murphy seems to have his own little love affair with Wrigley Field.
I was shocked that I thought he was going to leverage that statement to get his own home crowd hyped up for game five.
No, he never made
that pivot.
No, he didn't.
Over there. Like, yeah, no, of course I'd rather play here, but this crowd's been incredible, but wait till you see what's going to happen in game five and how those Milwaukee fanatics are going to be.
I mean, if Milwaukee ends up winning the series, then I'll be like, oh yeah, this guy, you know, he's kind of a gangster, Pat Murphy. But every time he talks, it's like, oh man, I don't know, this crowd is unbelievable. I mean, Ian Happ, boy, he really got, I don't know if we're going to be able to come back at this
one. It's very Bill Belichick-esque.
Yeah, yes.
Where he kind of praises everybody else, but you got to talk about your own team.
Right, right. Lou Holtz used to do that all the time, the old Notre Dame head coach, where he would just tell you like, oh man, we're probably going to get rolled 60-0 in this game. My God. He's like, did you see Palencia? I mean, that guy is unbelievable. Kyle Tucker, I really wish I had that guy on my team. So I don't know. I don't know what game you're playing, Pat Murphy, but we're on to you. It's Raheemy Harrison Grody here on The Score, along with Gabe Ramirez. To that end, let's get a checkup on what the atmosphere was like last night. Tony is in Frankfurt, and he's now on The Score. What up, Tony?
Guys, how you doing?
The best.
Can you hear my voice? I almost lost it last night.
Loud and clear, man. Sounds like you got good timber in it, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It's coming back. But I was sitting right behind Fergie Jenkins, Lee Smith. If you would have told me when I was a kid that I'd be high-fiving those guys that I idolized at a playoff game, come on.
That's pretty awesome.
I've been to hundreds of games in my life. I've been to playoff games for every Chicago team. I've been to the Sox World Series, Cubs World Series, and playoffs. That crowd last night was electric.
Why was it different in your mind? Obviously, you've been to hundreds of them. What was different about it specifically?
I think we're just hungry for a winner, you know? I mean, Chicago's been going through some tough times with our sports, and yeah, I think it's just time that the crowd just kind of rallied behind it, knew that we were down, elimination game, got into it.
So did you have any conversations with Lee Arthur Smith or Fergie Jenkins, or was it just a series of high fives?
I've actually met them before.
Oh, okay.
And I've got to spend some time with them, you know, so we caught up a little bit, you know, not that they know me or anything like that, but it was just kind of cool to see him again and have that experience. But, you know, like you guys are saying, we weren't only chanting Freddie. Every pitcher that came up was Trevor McGill.
Trevor.
We're doing it to all of them.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, these guys can't catch a break. Now they're bringing in a Trevor. That's easy to make mincemeat out of right there. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, well, I got to get on, try to find some Milwaukee Brewers tickets, get up there for tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Sounds like you do. Bring your friends, Fergie and Lee. I think that would be sick. Later,
take
buddy.
Care, guys.
Yeah, take care. How about one more cut from Mr. Pat Murphy? Because we're trying to, like, is this guy, you know, what kind of a game is
playing
he playing?
Mind games, Grody.
He is playing mind games. What's the other cut we have here? This is, thank you, Pat
Something
Moore.
Something that you can't force. You know what I mean? Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. You know what I mean? And the Cubs earned it. They had their backs against the wall, and they played great these last two games. They pitched great. They played great. They played great defense. They hit in the clutch. They hit homers. They're built to be great, and they played great these two games. So hopefully the tables will turn when we get into game five at our place. But, you know, we have to find out how bad, you know, we're going to fight back. We have all season. This is not a team that has strung together a losing streak or anything like that. And they've done it in a number of different ways. So I admire our team. I have faith in our team. And I think this had to happen this way. There'll be no tougher environment to play in than they just did. This is a good prep for us. And I think, you know, we'll be ready to play. I'm certain we'll be ready to play in game five.
Grody, he used the word great when describing this team. And this is not because I'm a Sox fan, right? I just don't think the team is great. But I feel like that's why the fans are rallying around them so much, because they understand the turbulence that they've gone through throughout the season and the fact that they're able to put it together and play good baseball. They're playing great baseball. How about that? It's not a great team, but they're playing great baseball. And I think that's why the fans are behind them so much.
Right on time, too. And we want to take more of your phone calls, so let's do that. We got a couple. I see you guys. If you're on hold right now, you two will be first up, but we invite everybody in. There is room for you. And it's a simple question. Are the Cubs going to the National League Championship Series? 312-644-6767. Come join us. You can text as well. Same number, 312-644-6767. Or Hemi, Harris, and Grody with Gabe Ramirez today on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The pitch.
A swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 3-0.
Line drive rocket to the bleachers in right, and you can't get much louder here at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, these guys have been carrying me all playoffs, and so to contribute like that early was huge.
PCA right there. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ian Happ right there. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Raheem Harrison Grody. How we doing? It's Gabe Ramirez here as well.
You said PCA, and I could only think about his pregame outfit.
Yeah, what was
I
that?
I just said it all. When he looked like Beetlejuice.
Trash.
It kind of looked like Beetlejuice or like a train conductor is the first thing I thought of hilarious. As well.
It had a prison tint to it as well, didn't it?
Like, PCA's never smelled the inside of a prison, I'll tell you that.
Casual prison wear.
I like it, though. He's ready for business, ready for to do some hard time for 9 innings.
Hell yeah.
He ended up working out.
Somebody said the reason I was conflating is that somebody... Oh, here it is, from the 773, as that was happening. G&G from the 773, OPB. Great to hear you guys in the morning during work. PCA hits a grand slam in Game 5. I'm starting a chant, Cubs in 5, Patrick from Gage Park.
Can't hit a grand slam if you're laying down bunts.
That's a great point.
Just saying. He I mean, trying. I saw it and I got it. The guy, your third baseman's playing back, but you know Peralta fielded that beautifully. By the way,
bad bunts too. They said he's bunting too hard.
Tough bunt, not down the line enough. Yeah, right? It's like yeah. It didn't go. It got to go between the pitcher and the third baseman down the line. Didn't get the PCA is fast enough to make it work. I understand the thought process. I know there were a lot of disappointed Cubs fans when they saw that bunt get laid down.
He's been doing it like he's a couple times with two strikes, no less. Was it two strikes last night? Yeah, like he has been trying all sorts of different things to get on base because he knows he's a little bit off right now, even though he had that huge two-run single the other night. 312-644-6767. Are the Cubs going to the National League Championship Series? Let's get this going. We got to start with Wayne in Lafayette. What up, Wayne? You're on the score.
Mr. Grody, man, Gabe, how you guys doing?
What
man?
Up?
Great talking to you, man. Hey, Grody, man, I'll tell you one thing for sure. Ian Happ was laying in the weeds on those fools. He was laying in the weeds, and they thought they had an easy out with him like he's been doing, and he just jumped up there and smacked him with a doggone home run right over that fence. And that's the reason right there that the Cubs are going – they're going to be going to Los Angeles – because he mostly paralyzed the whole team right there, buddy. I'm telling you right now, he mostly paralyzed them. And another thing, Grody, anytime me and you talk before a game, like before the Indians,
yes, sir,
World Series final game,
Guardians.
They won.
Yeah.
Before the Padres game the other day, they won. Now we're talking before the Brewers game. Now they're going to take those doggone Wisconsin baseball Green Bay Packers and put them to sleep, buddy. They're going to put them to sleep.
They sure are, Grody, man.
You're damn right. You're damn right, man. Wayne, sing it. Sing
love
it, man.
Love you, brother. Love you, man. You're the best, man. You're love one of the best. Gabe, always best to you, too, buddy.
Appreciate you.
You guys, man. I appreciate both you guys, man.
Love you, man. Wayne, you're the best. There it is.
Grody, man.
That's my guy, Wayne.
No, he's right, though, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about an Ian Happ that was laying dormant for some time and gets the opportunity. I mean, you know, when you talk about that at bat, you go back to it. Two changeups, first two pitches, low, outside of the zone, and then you try to go upstairs. And Ian Happ's sitting there, seeing the first two changes, thinking to myself, here comes the fastball. Because obviously he was anticipating it with the swing that he had. And then to leave it, you know, with as much of the plate as Peralta gave him, you know, you got to tip your cap. It's difficult to hit a home run in Major League Baseball when you're facing top-tier pitchers like Freddie Peralta. And to be able to get the pitch and actually be able to do damage in a position like that first, I mean, it's poetic when you're looking at what the Cubs have gone through and where they were at yesterday in that first inning.
Let's go to Jay in Rochelle. Jay, you're on the score. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? I think they will go, but I think the only way they can make it is to DH Turner for Shaw. If it's all hands on deck and you believe in his bat, why would you not utilize it for your worst person on the lineup right now?
I mean, he did have a huge RBI sink. He did a couple of hits last night, went down and kind of golfed that ball and guided it almost into center field. I don't know that Michael Turner is like an overwhelming better option. That's just it. Huh?
Yeah, Justin Turner for sure.
I said Michael Turner.
I got you.
Having a
football.
Rough one here.
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
That's why we're teammates.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, listen, I understand the idea behind it, but if you are a believer in momentum, you would think that you should leave Shaw in there. Because another thing, let's not forget, the defense of the Chicago Cubs, not a lot of people are talking about it. I mean, that really sets them apart. You know, when you're talking about or trying to make comparisons to 2016 Cubs, that is the biggest similarity, is the defense of these teams. Stopping runs, making great plays. I mean, you saw a couple times yesterday where, you know, the Cubs hit it to the hot corner, and they couldn't necessarily make the play, make the throw. It's tough, you know. But if you can eliminate outs, they weren't giving extra at bats to the Brewers. So, I mean, I like Matt Shaw at third base. I don't mind. You're not expecting much from him. And in the event he can come through with a single as he did yesterday to get you that RBI, then you just welcome it.
Yeah, and that's why he was still in even yesterday, because of what you're saying, because of the defense. Do you want to mess with that important of a position, that whole side of the diamond by love Justin Turner, but that you feel way better defensively with that guy in there? And just for the hell of it, Matthew Shaw hit a huge single in the sixth inning that made it 4-0. Yeah, was it a blooper? I mean, it was kind of like a soft line drive, I would say. A guided line drive through the middle of the field. It was weird because he basically went down to the ground.
Nasty curveball.
Nasty. But he kind of did a Nico Hoerner. Like, Nico Hoerner can cover just about every part of the plate, and Matt Shaw pulled the same thing. Let's go to, is it who is that at the top there? Oh, Ferge. Yeah, Ferge, you're in Lincoln Park.
Looks like FUBU.
Yeah. Yeah. What up, Ferge?
Hey, this is Ferge. Yeah, calling from Lincoln Square, and I'm a Sox fan, but the Cubs are going to win this series for three reasons. Number one, it's a one game series, anything can happen. Number two, these guys are young and they have no fear. And number three, even against someone like Christian Yelich. And number three, we got two Mount Carmel guys on the staff. We got John Maley, and so we're a tradition of winners, and we're going to win. That's what I got to say.
Who's the Thank other you. Mount Carmel guy? John Maley, and who else?
Who? I forget his name.
Oh,
but
good.
He played in the show himself. You know, he's a winner, and I just met him for the first time a couple weeks ago. He's a great guy himself. But okay. I forget his name. I'm better with
shout out Mark Carmo and all the Southsiders out there.
See you, man.
Grody, when you look at this Brewers team, if I were to answer the question and say why I feel like the Cubs are going to take game five, I think when you go position by position with the Milwaukee Brewers and you look at the talent that's on the Chicago Cubs roster, that's where I see the differences, right? When you're going literally position by position and you're saying to yourself, yeah, you know, center field, Perkins and PCA, I know who I want there, right? Like all outfielders for that matter. You know, you're looking at the interior. I mean, it's Michael Bush over Andrew Vaughn. You can make the argument. You know, it's just, there's reason to believe and be confident that the offense can outperform that of the Milwaukee Brewers, but it comes down to the pitching for both teams. Who are they going to throw out on the mound? Who's going to take the bump for the Chicago Cubs? Who's going to step up to the moment to really get that done? Because the offense is going to be there. It's what the pitching is going to look like. I'm sure that's what you're worried about, too.
Oh, yeah, man. And we're going to talk about all of that a little bit later on, like in terms of who's going to pitch that game. I mean, it's tomorrow. It's on. It's about to. So, obviously, the two names that will come up for consideration are Shota Imanaga and Colin Ray. And there are probably some other creative ideas in Craig Counsell's mind. So we're going to get to some of that a little bit later on. Maybe we'll return to some more calls in a bit. But coming up next here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody with Gabe Ramirez today, we are most certainly going to talk about the Chicago Bears. And we'll take a look at the injury report. Bears. And we'll go through it. And I will tell you, I will give you as much insight as I can on the players that are on the injury report, who is going to play, who is not going to play. We will talk Bears and Commanders coming up next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.